A boy is born on Rachel's deathbed. When Rachel sees the boy, the nursemaid says to her, "It's okay, because it's a boy." Which I always found to be a very troubling pasuk. I mean, so it's a boy, it's all good, and if it was a girl, it wouldn't be good. So Rashi points out the medrash that was to say that there was a boy as well as two twin girls, which made it triplets altogether, which would make it unique to all the other children because everybody else is born only with one twin. Okay, that's a possible answer. But the amazing thing to me is that she sees this kid and says, "I'm calling him Ben Oni." Why Ben Oni? Because it's a child of my suffering. Rachel knows, and she has the realization that she's going to die. And so this kid is the kid that's going to cause her the suffering and her end. That's Ben Oni. And then comes along Yaakov and names his child and says, "This kid cannot be Ben Oni. That's not a name that a child can go around for the rest of his life with." So he changes the name and calls the kid instead Binyamin, the son of my right, meaning the son of my strength, says Rashi. I was thinking about this yesterday and I thought, isn't that really such a fascinating idea? What is Yaakov really doing? What is Rachel doing? Both of them are sharing their perspective. The perspective of Rachel was Ben Oni. My life is ruined. This is the end. There's nothing positive that's coming out of it. The truth is, from Yaakov's perspective, isn't this equally crushing, if not more crushing? When Rachel dies, it's all over. Yaakov is going to have to live with the loss for the rest of his life, the loss of his beloved Rachel, the one that he wanted to spend his life with. But I think Yaakov teaches us an amazing lesson. And that lesson is that there are times where things are not so great. And yet, the question is, can you find a perspective? And more specifically, can you find a positive perspective? Can you find the silver lining in that? And that, I think, is the key piece to everything. What Yaakov is saying is, this is not going to be any better, but he's still Benjamin, he's the strength, he's going to be something positive, something good, despite all the suffering, despite everything that came out of it. I think that's a really powerful lesson for each and every one of us. How often do we see things that really shake us? How often do we see things that really bother us? But do we look at it and say, Ben Oni, it's all suffering? Or are we able to find the cloud or the sunshine in the middle of the clouds? That's the question. Can we do that? God willing, we shouldn't have to suffer. But when we do, we should try our very best to find that silver lining. Have a great day.